is excited, still needs improvement, but that was perfect. Dirty forward, backwashed. No one looks cool around a wasp. Shoes get in a scrub. I give dirty looks to people reading books who say they don't watch cartoons or anything that is blue. But do you really like you? Try to say something new. What is your perfume? What is the caterpillar? Nick and Max are both in there. Rick and Brad are bleeding.
That was the...
Do you mind if I play this?
Yeah, go for it. So that was the Gia Band with the song Backwash from the Most Normal LP. This one is new?
Yeah, it came out in October.
Oh, they're on Rough Trade from London.
They used to be called Girl Band, and then they changed their name last year, the year before. This is their first record as Gia Band.
They really fit well in this block.
I know, that worked out!
So... Ooh, baby, baby, your face is momentary.
No, go ahead.
Okay. And then before that, we had the song Margetis by Nuclear Animals from the Start From the End 12-inch LP that they self-released in 2012. And Nuclear Animals are from Portland, Oregon. Before that, we heard the band Formica Man with the song Taking a Shower Again from their 2013 unreleased collection that came out in November of 2020, which was originally supposed to be released in September of 2013. And Formica Man are from Portland, Oregon.
I like them a lot.
Yeah, they're great. Okay, and then before that, we heard the song Nightfall by The Tunnel from the Nightfall EP that came out in 2020. And The Tunnel are from San Francisco. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay. Do you see anything you like?
I didn't know you still had a CD player.
Yeah, still hooked up.
I miss mixed CDs. They were the easiest to make.
They really were, yeah.
What's this one?
Which one is that?
It has kanji characters on it.
Oh, my buddy Ryusuke made that for me in college. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of cool Japanese, I don't know how to describe it. It's like J-pop power violence.
Like Melt Banana?
Melt Banana's on there, yeah. There should be a little note with the track listing.
Oh, yeah, here. Whoa, this is a really good mix. Midori. Oh my god, OU is on here. I love OU.
Oh, yeah, I like that song.
You should play this.
Dude, you should play it. Come
on. No, speak. I don't want to take over your show.
No, seriously, I want you to. You're great at it. Come on.
Okay.
Cool. Awesome.
Okay.
So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay, and we're very lucky to have our old friend Zoo from Oliver joining us.
Thank you so much. Hi, Maximum. Hi, Maximum Rock and Roll. I hope this is okay.
Of course. Always happy to have you.
Thank you.
How was your day? You went to the record store?
Well, first I went to Kinokuniya. For all of you out there, Kinokuniya is a... it's like a weeb store here in Portland.
It's the perfect way to describe it.
Yeah, they have like manga and anime DVDs and mm-hmm. plushies and stuff. I didn't get anything today. I just looked around. Then I went to Music Millennium and I found some really good stuff.
Yeah, thank you for playing the Gia Band.
Yeah, that worked out.
What else did you get?
I got the new Frank Ocean thing, this unreleased tracks.
Cool. Yeah. I didn't know he released a new thing.
Yeah, he, only surprise drops records now, so I figured I'd better grab it before it's gone. And then I found a first pressing of Inventions for the New Season by Maserati.
Wow, they had that. That is a first pressing, isn't it?
Okay, and then I found this.
Whoa, that was the last one?
Not the most recent release. This is the one before it. So this is Haru Toshida by Howard Amari.
Oh, you should play that. I mean, if we're going to play Ryusuke's mix, that fits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, actually, I just found this at Music Millennium the other week. This is a...
that's a good score.
Yeah. Itakome Hits by Auto Bokeh Beaver.
They're blowing up over here.
You want to borrow it?
Okay, let's listen to this mix.
So let's start with... this is The Hive by Melt Banana.
Orgasm. 私ひたすらとせっせ。あなたしたコラとさっさ。こんばんは、シルブブレ。おはようさん、シルブブレ。ではさようなら、シルブブレ。芝居だる、シルブブレ。
That was a record that I just found today. That was Haru Numari with the song Narashite from the Haru Toshida LP that came out in 2018. So not the new one, the one before.
That
came out on Specific Records from Metz, France, and she's from Tokyo.
That's a really lucky find.
Well, the song before that was a really lucky find, too.
So before that, we heard Oroboke Beaver with the song Sibu Play from the Itakoma Hits LP that came out in 2019 on Damably Records from London, and Oroboke Beaver from Kyoto, Japan. And then before that, we listened to some of Ryusuke's mix.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Ryusuke.
Yeah, he's got really good taste.
He and I went to film school together in San Francisco, and he's from Osaka, so he knew the Japanese music scene really well.
Ooh, so you got the plug on great Japanese
shouts out to Ryusuke.
Thank you.
And we looked up the info while that was playing. So before that, we heard the band Uiu with the song Uiya from the Arimono Kohewa LP that came out in 2009. On Thrill Jockey Records from Chicago, and Uiu are from Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, we heard the band Midori.
So brutal, so dissident.
Yeah, so Midori with the song Sad Days from the Nice to Meet You, This is Midori LP, that came out in 2008 on Cicada Peaks Records, and Midori are from Osaka. And before that, we heard the song The Hive by the legendary Melt Banana from the now classic Fetch EP that came out in 2013, happy 10-year anniversary, by the way.
Happy 10 years!
On ASAP Records out of Tokyo, and Melt Banana are also from Tokyo. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay. You can hear all of our episodes at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send, send two copies of vinyl or one copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. You can yell at us on Twitter at MRR Radio, and you can subscribe and rate us wherever you find your podcasts. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay, and I want to thank our great friend Zoo from all over for joining us again.
Thank you so much. This is always so fun.
No, for real, thank you. I didn't have a lot planned for this episode, and you swooped in and found a theme for us. I totally forgot about Ryusuke's mix, so that was fun diving into some Japanese, like, punk, or whatever genre you'd call it.
They're so creative over there. It's like so many things all at once.
Yeah, well, okay, so I remember him saying that a lot of Japanese musicians don't always hear Western genres as different.
Oh.
So, like, Harunori Mori, for example, is usually classified as a rapper, but you can really hear the Fugazi influence in her music, right?
Oh.
Yeah, she's like hip-hop, jazz, post-hardcore, electronic pop.
Yeah.
But in Japan, some musicians would hear all of those genres as just American music.
Oh, that makes sense. Like Midori is, like, power violence, free jazz, like, kawaii pop. Harsh noise craziness, so that'd just be considered Western music.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Like, it's so creative, blending genres so seamlessly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't really have anything to play. You have anything you want to play?
So I have a gift for you.
Oh, right, yeah. What's this?
Okay, so, you know how you got that tape years ago called Snakes on PCP and you've been trying to figure out who they are?
Yeah.
Remember you said that someone told you that it was Gorilla Biscuits?
Yeah, but it's definitely not Gorilla Biscuits.
No, it's not. It's Gorilla Toss.
Are you sure? I've heard Gorilla Toss, and I don't know that it's them.
No, so this is their record from 2016, Eraser Stargazer Forever. And I listened to it at the record store, and I think this is it.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Let's put it on.
Okay, so this is Gorilla
Biscuits. Do you want to say the thing first?
Oh, you sure?
Of course. Please do.
So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over, and I'm here with my great friend, Michael from the North Bay, who's about to get his mind blown. Okay, so this is the song Eraser Stargazer Forever by Gorilla Toss from the Eraser Stargazer Forever LP that came out on the guy from LCD Sound Systems label, DFA LLC Records from New York, and Gorilla Toss are from New York. Originally from Boston, I think. Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
I'm not gonna wait to see your earrings or dissolve.
I have been looking for this for 7 years. I love you. Oh my god. You should have your own radio show.
Really?
You're perfect. You should cover my show slot sometime. Snakes on PCP, but it's actually Gorilla Toss.